Burgundy Podcast. It's fun, but how? Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Ron Burgundy Podcast. I'm Ron Burgundy. With me, as always, is Carolina. And I want to ask a favor to some of the listeners on this show. Some of you who have recently been coming up to me in public.
Ron, wait, you've been out in public?
No. Of course not, Carolina. I'm observing the quarantine. Unless you've been living under a rock, you of course know about the Colonial 19 virus. Colonial 19, the name. A lot of people don't know where the name comes
from. It's COVID-19, coronavirus.
Because they think it came from the original 19 colonies on the eastern seaboard.
We are a source for journalism. We have to be of integrity.
And that's why we're mentioning Colonial 19.
Okay.
Is that not correct?
No, it's absolutely incorrect, but I...
Then please correct me.
Okay.
Because I pride the fact that we educate as well as inform.
Okay. It's
and entertain.
A coronavirus, 19. That's a strain.
Right.
It
doesn't come from the original 19 colonies.
No. 19 colonies. Come on. It's 13 colonies.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Okay. So it's COVID-19. You got me. But there were 19. Okay. Let's go through them. Here we go. Okay. New York.
Sure.
Rhode Island. Massachusetts.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Sure.
South Carolina.
Georgia. Yeah.
Virginia.
Uh-huh.
New Hampshire.
Something like that.
New Jersey.
Vermont. Getting iffy.
Pennsylvania.
Sure. That sounds right.
We
shouldn't even be talking about it because it's completely disconnected.
Ohio. You know what they say. You know, they always say you have to get the original colonies if you're ever going to win a presidential election.
Oh, okay. I don't think they mean you need to know them off the top of your head. I think they mean you
colonies
need to
like Florida, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin.
We're missing them.
That's what happened to Hillary. She didn't get the original colonies.
I think we'll have to go back to the board with all of this.
Well, anyway. Yes, back to your original question, Caroline. I have not been out in public. I'm on day two of my quarantine.
Oh, my God,
and
Ron.
As you can see over the Zoom we're broadcasting on, I'm at my house in Florida. Just finished up a little spring break with Governor Ron DeSantis. Good dude. We call ourselves the two Rons, and we wear matching sunglasses. It's very cool.
You just started quarantine. Listen, that guy...
Don't worry. I'm taking two hydroxy cuts as a preventative.
I think that's a diet pill. That's something girls use.
Oh, well, I've never looked better. I've lost 27 pounds.
Oh, my God.
You can see it in my face.
You do look gaunt.
I got rid of my jowls.
I don't know. You look tired.
I pop a couple of those, and me and Governor Ronnie, the two Rons, we head out on the town. But yeah, 2 days in.
I've been quarantined for 25 days.
How are you doing? I am so bored right now. This whole thing is a real pain in the keister, isn't it?
I would say that's a major understatement.
I mean, quarantine probably doesn't change much about your life, Carolina. I mean, let's be honest. How many episodes of the Tiger Man show did you watch in one sitting while dropping food on your shirt?
Okay.
Because I can see the stains.
I think you mean Tiger King, and I actually haven't watched yet. I mean, I'm planning on it, but I've mostly just been watching the news. It's hard to...
Speaking of the news.
Yeah.
I'd like to send a shout out, a professional journalistic shout out to Fox News' Trish Regan. Mm-hmm. Look, Trish, if you're listening, and you probably are because you got fired, I get it. I've said some really dumb stuff on the air before, and I've been fired lots of times. Though nothing quite as dumb as what you said, Trish. I mean, wow. And this is Ron Burgundy talking here.
Yeah, that's saying a lot, Trish.
Hang in there, Trish Regan. See you at the auto show. You'll get some industrial somewhere. You'll bounce back from this in no time. Trust me.
It might take a second, but... Yeah.
Maybe you can open a big cat zoo. You can take over Joe Exotic's operation there.
That's an option.
And move to Oklahoma. Did you know there are up to 10,000 wild big cats in the United States and there's only 4,000 tigers in the wild?
I know. It's crazy.
Astonishing.
It's so upsetting.
It just makes you...
How many big cats do you have?
I was just going to say, it makes you realize what a wonderful market there is for them and what a wonderful investment opportunity.
I don't think that's why they released that statistic. I think that they were saying that we shouldn't keep these animals in captivity and there should be more of them in the wild.
I see. Yeah.
I can see that you're really mulling that over.
See, I saw it as a great amendment to people's 401k plans.
Oh, I did not see it that way.
And that's what's great about these documentaries.
Yeah.
People can debate over what the point of it was. But I'll tell you this much. I put my money down on Kevin Bacon being cast as Joe Exotic.
Maybe. Possibly.
He would kill it. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Talk to Trish Regan. She knows.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, as I was saying, when I started my story, I was thinking about people who come up to me, right? Before the quarantine, obviously.
Right.
And
you mean like 3 days ago for you?
3 days ago, exactly. And I'm always happy to say hello and sign your autograph books and take a selfie. But I got to be honest, folks, I'm getting a little tired of the questions about Carolina. Stuff like, who the hell is she? And why is she on the show? And did she win a contest or something? I mean, I don't have the answers.
Wait, are you...
And honestly, yes.
Are you serious? People are coming up to you on the street about the podcast and saying those things about me?
Okay. I'll come clean. It was one guy.
Okay, there you go.
But he was very passionate about his dislike for you. Also, you know what they say. The voice of one audience member speaks for like 60 million silent ones listening.
First, I think those figures are a little inflated. And second, I wouldn't take the word of one man as a reason to begin our show today with basically an insulting apology for my very existence. I mean, that man just sounds rude.
Would you take the word of one man if that one man was Jesus Christ?
Oh, that's a weird question.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't even know how to begin to answer that.
Okay, that's a sidebar for another day and another millennium. But so you're saying the man was rude. That's your point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give that to you. And the guy actually was very rude,
exactly. Openly
rude.
Yes.
In fact, Carolina, you'll get a kick out of this. He had a t-shirt on that said, "Rude dude with a crude attitude." Let me tell you, a man who wears a shirt like that is broadcasting that he's not someone to mess with, you know?
Okay, so this whole introduction is based on a man who is wearing a novelty t-shirt?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't get a kick out of that shirt.
I met him at an all-night diner. I was home, dead asleep, woke up, and had a sudden craving for a Reuben sandwich. And
yeah.
I was just ravenous for a Reuben. You know what I mean? You ever get that?
No, but you've called me about those before.
Anyway, I showered, shaved, got fully dressed into a three-piece suit. And then I drove as fast as I could to the all-night diner. And it was late, so I was probably clocking 85 miles per hour.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. You put on a suit to go to a diner in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I really wanted a Reuben sandwich. What? You've never gotten a craving for a Reuben in the middle of the night and drove 30 miles to the best diner in San Marcos, California?
I have done that for you, actually, the night of the Oscars
and
when I was watching it with my family.
And I've always appreciated it.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? Learn to live a little bit, Carolina. I mean, come on. Seriously.
Okay, even if I wanted a Reuben sandwich that badly, you put on a three-piece suit? Just wear sweatpants or something.
That's the difference between you and me right there. I'd actually like to see you not wear sweatpants once in a while.
I don't always wear sweatpants.
You know, it's funny. They say that one of the symptoms of colonial 19, COVID-19, is that you lose taste.
Yeah.
Right. Caroline, I think you have it.
Because I have no taste. Okay.
You've been shoving at TJ Maxx for a long time. You really have. I'm like, well, Carolina's had it for as long as I've known her. Going on 4 years now.
I wear perfectly normal clothes.
I'm a man of distinction. I really am. And I can't just show up anywhere in sweatpants like you. You know, maybe to the gym, but certainly not an all-night diner in San Marcos. What if someone recognized me? Which they did. this man came right up to me and said, Ron Burgundy. And I looked up and I saw his t-shirt, and I'll admit, I was immediately very intimidated.
Because he had a shirt on that said rude dude.
Rude dude with a crude attitude. Okay. Exactly. I mean, this guy was just putting it all out there wearing that shirt. So I said to him, look, buddy, I don't want any trouble. And then I just tossed my wallet on the table and I figured, let him take it. It's not worth whatever is on the other side of what his t-shirt was broadcasting.
You know, that's like an old novel t-shirt they used to sell at gift shops, right?
Well, I don't know where he got it. All I know is that it was airbrushed and had an angry looking dog on it. And it was very highly effective.
It doesn't sound that scary to me.
It was the middle of the night, woman. I was just trying to enjoy a Reuben sandwich, not get murdered.
Okay, Ron, calm down.
I am calm.
Oh, my God.
Particularly because the situation quickly de-escalated, because it turned out it wasn't a vagrant who wanted to take my money. He was just a really big fan of mine. So a special shout out today to Robbie B., a long-haul trucker and a big fan of the Ron Burgundy podcast. Except for you.
Yeah, I don't want to shout him out.
He said, when Carolina speaks, I actually honk the horn on my rig, and it still doesn't drown out her terrible voice.
That has to be an exaggeration.
Nope, because I wrote it down. I'm reading it off the napkin that I took from the diner. And if you could just keep that in mind while we do today's show, Carolina, I think Robbie B. would appreciate it. And I also think he speaks for a lot of our audience.
Okay, I don't think that's very helpful, but thank you, Robbie B.
Constructive criticism. Just trying to do the best show we can.
You drove 30 miles in the middle of the night to get a Reuben sandwich.
Damn right I did. And I made a new friend in the process. My life is going great, Carolina. Hey, let's take a break and we'll get into today's show, a topic I'm very excited to discuss with our audience, spirituality. We are back on the Ron Burgundy podcast with Carolina, who's going to do her very best to try and talk a little less.
I'm just going to do the show as I normally do.
Today we are going to be discussing something I'm very passionate about, spirituality.
I have to say, I was a bit surprised, and I was moved, actually, right, that you wanted to dedicate an entire episode
of spirituality. Hold on here, Carolina. Yeah? I am a deeply spiritual person. Does that not come across to you?
It's not the first thing that jumps to mind when I think of you.
Wow. That's interesting, because I have been told I radiate spirituality. I mean, I'm not comparing myself to the Dalai Lama or anything, but
okay.
I think a lot of people would agree that we have a similar, you know, vibe in common.
Who told you that you have a similar vibe to the Dalai Lama?
Well, for starters, my main man, Ronnie B. from the diner the other night.
Okay, the same guy wearing the rude dude with a crude attitude t-shirt?
Yep.
Who you thought was trying to steal your wallet?
Yeah, well, we actually got pretty deep in that diner.
Okay, well, however we got here, I think it's a great topic for the show today. I really do.
Good, good. And I think we should make it clear, today's show is about the broad spectrum of spirituality, whatever that means to you. We're not here to discuss religion.
That's a great point. This is a non-denominational conversation.
Exactly. We're not going to be talking about demons, because they are scary, and it's non-demonational.
So we're saying two different things, but I think the audience understands what we're getting at.
Look, I don't care if you're Christian or Jewish or a Hare Krishna, as long as you don't bother me at an airport. Believe in the faith of your choosing.
The airport comment is a bit of a stereotype about those devoted to Hare Krishna, do you think?
Oh, well.
Don't elaborate on that thought.
Okay.
I think what you're trying to say is that we are focusing on the concept of spirituality, how
right.
people use it in their day-to-day lives. And there's no particular religion or higher power that we're endorsing or advocating for. It's just a discussion about faith.
Yes.
And how it plays a role in our lives.
Exactly. Spirituality. We are going to talk about it because I don't care if you're the richest man in the world or a woman who comes to work in sweatpants every day like Carolina. We're all basically looking for the same thing, to live our best lives. So, Carolina, what does spirituality mean to you?
Oh, okay. I think you can find spirituality anywhere. It's sort of a calm we find within ourselves. And it might involve a higher power. It could just be the idea of acceptance and letting go of resentment. You might find your spirituality in a church, or you might find it in a flower.
I mean, that's where you've lost me. Spirituality in a flower? No, that's nonsense. There is only one true path to enlightenment, and that is through a book I recently read called Dianetics.
I'm sorry. What?
Dianetics. Great book by Little Ronnie Hubbard, L. Ron Hubbard. L is short for little. And look, I have a copy right here. It's got a cool volcano on the cover.
Ron, this is a very sensitive subject you're getting into here, and let's tread lightly.
We're okay? Just talking about spirituality, Carolina. There's no right or wrong way to talk about it. It's just, I've been doing a lot of reading recently and taking some very interesting courses, and I thought I would use this platform to discuss some interesting stuff I've learned.
Ron, did you say you were taking courses?
Yes, and they're worth every penny. I'll tell you, some of them are not cheap, but I'm getting a lot out of it. And you should come with me sometimes. They have this really cool thing at my church where you hold two metal rods.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about, and I want to speak for myself, and I think on behalf of iHeartRadio that we are just having a general conversation about spirituality. Anything I or Ron says is a matter of opinion and not fact.
Carolina, you seem really nervous all of a sudden. What is it with you? Why does the subject of spirituality make you so nervous?
Okay, Ron, again, this is just an opinion, but I think the recent path to spirituality you're on at the moment, you just might want to do a little more internet research.
Oh, no. They specifically told me not to do that. Besides, Carolina, you know the internet is filled with all kinds of lies and fake news.
Please don't invoke that phrase.
Seriously, though, I could put up a website right now that says Carolina has 10 boyfriends. And there are actually some people who might be dumb enough to believe it. Could you imagine? No, you have to be very, very careful on the internet. You also have to be very careful around spirituality. And there's a lot of people out there selling a bunch of mumbo jumbo. And the next thing you know, you're in some weird cult.
Yes, exactly. That is true. And a very good point, Ron. You should be careful with spirituality. I'm talking specifically you. I'm looking at you right now.
Uh-huh. And I'm looking at you too.
Though spirituality is a good thing in people's lives, there's occasionally some folks who might be a little lost. Yeah? Mm. Maybe they've recently gone through a breakup with an international pop star.
Right,
I don't know. Perhaps they're a celebrity or someone kind of lost and vulnerable.
Very vulnerable group, yes.
Again, I'm speaking in general about spirituality, not about any particular church or group. And that's sort of what I was trying to get to when I said you could find spirituality in a flower.
Which you definitely can't do. But I have found a terrific path. I'm currently OT3 and feeling terrific.
So the letters O and T could stand for anything. Just putting that out there on behalf of myself, Ron, and the legal department of iHeartRadio. Thank you.
Wow, Carolina, you are very tense. I think what you are experiencing right now is a lot of engrams in your body. Is there a mental image or a traumatic event from your past you would like to tell me about right now in detail?
No.
I'd like to discuss it with you over and over again for several hours. And trust me, it can help a lot.
I don't think that's a good idea, Ron.
Really? Well, another good spiritual activity is to do a purification rundown. And I can probably set that up for you if you'd like.
I'm not sure I know what a purification rundown is, and I'm not sure we need to discuss that on air.
SP. SP. Coming down the pike. Choo choo.
What's an SP?
Get all aboard the... You're a suppressive person. I'm hearing the words of a suppressive person.
Okay.
I mean, you have to know, your body is filled with toxins and radioactive particles, and the purification rundown would...
Okay, Ron, we are... I think we should just take a commercial break.
Hold, but we're just getting into the nitty-gritty of spirituality. Hold on. Let's just... I want you...
Mm-hmm.
Do you see those two little metal sticks there?
Uh-huh.
Can you grab a hold of that?
No.
I want to see what your eye meter reading is.
No, thank you.
Can you just grab those? Just for a second. Just try it.
Okay.
Just grab them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What does the meter say?
2, 3.
Oh, golly. SP if I've ever seen one.
I mean, this seems so arbitrary.
Well, it won't be arbitrary when you sign a contract for 1 billion years.
Oh, I don't think I would never do that. Ron, did you sign something?
I may have.
Ron, this is...
I may have signed it.
For how long?
I just signed this. It's a standard contract.
I don't know how standard that is. Look, in general.
You are a passenger on a spaceship.
Okay.
And that spaceship is called Earth, except it's called Tejiak.
Oh.
So you might as well sign the contract for a billion years.
I don't want to. I don't even understand what this is.
Is there a man in the room with you right now?
Mm-mm.
Wearing a light blue shirt and dark pants with great little amulets on his shoulders?
Oh, no.
Todd?
No.
Craig?
Nope.
Another bearded man named Stacy. Are they there yet?
Are they coming to my
house? They're coming to bring you the paperwork.
Ron, whoever you're involved with, I would just say cut ties immediately.
Great people.
Change your number.
Please, can you just sign the paperwork and just... You're making this so much more awkward, and we'll just begin a very simple
I am not making this awkward.
Purification rundown, and it's so not a big deal.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast will be back after this pre-recorded message. Turn off his mic, please.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. And yes, we took a long break. It wasn't long for you, the listener, but it was long here in the studio, Carolina. Boy, thank you for sharing with me some reading materials. I have come out a little more educated than I was at the start of the show. However, I don't know how to get out of this billion-year contract I signed.
I don't know what you're going to do about it. I'm going to be honest with you. That's terrifying.
I mean, I can only hope that in some way it's not binding.
Yeah.
I
think you just got to lay low a while.
Okay. I can do that. That's
a little hot right now.
Quarantine comes into effect. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yes. Duly noted.
Yeah.
And also to Ronnie B, if you're listening, the guy I met in the diner in San Marcos, California, you can shut up about Carolina.
Aw.
I'm not sure about the volcano book you gave me. Oh, man. Now I'm feeling stressed out.
Oh, you know what? I actually have something that can help you with that. I like to use these essential oils. Here, you can just dab a little bit behind your ear.
Essential oils? Like, Carolina, you idiot.
Okay.
You're involved with a classic pyramid scheme. Oils. Wow, the oldest trick in the book. What's next? You're going to sell me some headache tonic? Because I have all that I need in my house, and it's called scotch.
I am not involved with a pyramid scheme.
Anyway, to sum up, spirituality, it's a part of our lives. You can find it anywhere. Yes, even in a flower. But just be careful with that stuff, and don't, whatever you do, under any circumstance, sell your soul to the devil. I have a couple buddies who did that. And it's a real hassle. Thanks for listening. Ron Burgundy Podcast. Until next time, watch out. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producer is Nick Stein. Our talent coordinator is Anna Hosnier. Our writers are Andrew Steele and Jake Vogelmess. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stump. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.